Lounge Podcast. Come on.
Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect. I don't think you want to see me eating ice cream.
All right. I wanted to talk about... Here we go. What you sipping on, King?
A little bit of that Henny White.
You know what I mean?
That Henny Privilege.
Oh.
Cheers.
If I knew there was going to be a Henny White, I would have had a cup too.
Oh, yeah. I'll pour one for you, girl.
You know what I'm saying?
Pour a little for you. You know what I mean? Let me.
Now I can't drink right now because, you know, ice cream. And liquor don't go.
Nah, you will definitely be in the bathroom. How you doing, Jasmine? How's everything going?
I'm tired. I don't
want to
go to work tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Harry, what say you?
How's the baby?
Oh, I'm watching her right now in the camera.
Mm-hmm.
She's struggling to sleep.
Stalker.
What'd you say?
Stalker.
Oh, always. I'm gonna be that dad, yo. Always stalking. Nah, she's amazing, yo. Like, she's, you know, briefly, she's just, she keeps hitting these milestones and they come like one after another. So it's like, we don't get a chance to like enjoy the milestone. It's like a new one happens. So it's like, I mean, right now she's like, it's funny, man. Like, right now she's really trying to get to the whole like good morning, good night, good afternoon. So she's saying it nicely, and it's just, you know, that's what we're on right now.
Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
That's the peanut. Harry, how you feeling, man?
I feel a little overwhelmed, but better than last week. You know, okay. We're getting shit done.
I know Jasmine privately and I, she's mentioned, and I'm not trying to put your business out there, but she's been feeling overwhelmed. I definitely this week was feeling overwhelmed for reasons I will not be discussing on air. But it's been that week. And alas, here we are on a Friday at the lounge. The doors are open. All right, let's get right into it. I want to talk with you guys especially about parenting styles, and there's no better people to talk about parenting styles since the both of you actually have kids. I just have a cat. Are you an authoritarian? Are you... authoritative, or are you a permissive parenting? Do you have that type of style? Also, let's get into April facts, and I want to take a look back on this day back in 2000 as well. What was going on? You know, 2000 is my favorite year. I was 18.
It is your favorite year?
One of. Okay. I mean, it just conjures so many great memories.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get into also that. True or false 90s edition while I have the both of you here. It'll be great to do that. Let's get right into it. April showers. You know what, Jasmine? Was it raining all day over there in New York?
No. But it sprinkled here and there.
Oh, man. We've had the last 3 days nothing but rain. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I haven't.
Which I'm in heaven too, but today it was like, oh man, enough's already. And then by like...
Last night was boring.
Okay. Well, the sun came out eventually over here.
I don't like rain when I'm doing activities, but if I'm chilling in the crib, I love
rain. Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree. Listen, I was trying to avoid doing like Hot Topic pop culture news on this episode, which is why I chose what I... But I do want to get everybody's...
Jasmine's hilarious.
...reaction on... O.J. Simpson, the death of O.J. Simpson. Anyone want to take it?
Man.
Everyone remembers where they were when O.J. was on the loose.
I don't.
On that freeway?
I think I was too young.
Were you living in California in 94? 93, 94?
There's a high speed chase every day.
So he was just another one. But not just that.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one.
What do you think about his death? I mean, or just who he was and just anyone have an opinion? Go.
I can't really speak too much because I didn't know him personally, but cool. From what I've known via social media and stuff, I didn't think he died soon enough.
Oh.
I'm being honest.
No, please,
I mean,
please.
I mean, he dropped a book called If I Did It.
Yeah, like, if I come did on, it. Yeah, dog. Yeah.
Like,
how would I? How playing would I on
her, you're playing with her family, even if you didn't do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, you have to be an evil person to do something like that. And
absolutely. That was your ex-wife. That's the mother of your children. Like, what you mean?
Mm-hmm. And evil people, just to me, lived way too long.
Beautiful children, too. Beautiful children.
And rest in peace to Cato. Is it Cato? Cato Kalen? Who's the one that's alive? There's a white boy that's alive who survived. Maybe that was Cato Kalen. Remember, he murdered her and the other dude.
The waiter,
right?
Or whatever.
Okay.
The delivery guy.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Damn. We're starting off somber.
Gee. Well, have you heard the last few episodes? Jasmine takes us to a morbid place every time, man. Jeez Louise.
That's her bag.
You know what I mean? All right, listen. You guys are parents. I want to talk about parenting. I want to ask you guys questions. Do you see yourself as an authoritative parent? Harry, help me here.
Authoritative?
An authorian? No. At all.
Authoritative or...
I need my book. I had a book with this and I left it at home. Authoritative and like an authoritarian, like a dictator, yeah. Or a passive parenting. That was the other term.
Well, I'll go briefly because I have one baby, right? And Jasmine has much more experience than I have. He said, times 12.
He said, old girl. He said, you've been opened
up. No, not at all. Yeah, nigga.
He said, you had too many kids.
I'm giving her the respect.
He's a newbie. Yes. He's a first time. You know, first year, first time.
So my perspective is probably still, you know, maybe kind of rookie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still growing.
So for me, I don't have, like, does she do things where I say, hey, don't do that? Yes, but it's too early for me to say that I'm authoritative or if I'm passive. I mean, I can say that I am graceful and I embrace her and I'm loving. I can say that for sure. But to kind of give you authoritative, you know what I mean? I'm not a tyrant. I'm not my father. That's for sure. You know, I don't believe in tyranny. Not that I don't believe in it, as in it's not real. Just I am not going to be a tyrant. You know, I'm going to do that differently for sure. So I would say I'm not, but again,
it's don't you think parenting is a little bit of all of it though? What is that? Is that a fair statement? Parenting can be a little bit of everything.
Yeah, probably when case by case basis, yeah. Right? Like you catch your kid. I mean, again, I'm sure Jasmine has the experience to say it, but you know, if I catch my kid drawing on the wall as opposed to my kid fucking in my bed when he's probably too young, like I'm gonna have a different reaction. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you drew on the wall. I can paint over it, right? But if you get burnt or you have a kid at a young age, I can't fix that.
Jasmine?
Well, I mean, you know, I think I'm a little bit of both. I can honestly say, because I am very strict in certain things, but very passive with a lot of things. I definitely don't raise my kids the way I was raised. I was raised more in a strict environment. You know, I wasn't allowed to really go to friends' house or stay over friends' house or hang out with my friends. I had to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to mop and wash dishes and, you know, dust off the figurines and all that kind of stuff, where my kids, they could sleep in until 10, 11 o'clock.
And they do.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know what I'm saying? Like they're able to stay up late, but do they need to have a self-respect for me and follow my rules? Of course. Like they already know, like I don't play that. And my kids will say, like, you know, I install that fear, but also the respect and also the confidence. Like the one saying that I hate, that I hear a lot, especially with, I would say within our community, Spanish, Black communities, is be a parent, don't be their friend.
Mm.
which I don't agree with that.
Agreed.
Because if you want your children to have that confidence with you, to be open with you and be able to speak to you about the crazy shit that we all went through once upon a time, you know, whether it has to do with sex, drugs, puberty, just trying to figure out who you are as a person and
prostitution.
Life. Yeah, prostitution and shit like that.
Polygamy. I'm just joking.
You have to give them. You have to give them the open, like the open door. The door has to be able to be like, you know, be open for them to pass through and come to you with confidence, but also with respect. Because you know, there's also a difference. Like, I want you to look at me as one of your peers, as far as able to be freely and talk to me as you would with your friend, but in a respectful way though.
100%. 100%.
You know, like, yeah. I'm still your parent. Like, and you know, like, my daughter's 19, you know, I sometimes, you know, that little fine line, you know, gets a little wiggly, and
little,
you know,
blurry.
Sometimes she'll speak to me and I have to like pump your brakes. Remember, I'm still your mom.
Right. Right.
Like, you know, I want you to tell me things, but
hard driving by with the bass.
Work, you know, learn how to say it to me, or sometimes I don't want all the full details of what the hell is going on, because I don't want to know all the, you know, nooks
right,
and crannies.
Right.
You know, but also I want you to know that you have to respect me. Like, you can't be like, bitch, like, no.
No.
Like, I'm not your friend that way.
Right.
You know, and this... I say new parenting skills this day and age is like that gentle parenting I don't believe in, because I have seen kids that, ooh, honey child.
Well, that leads me to my next question. So let me say this, and please forgive me for interrupting. I can say as a father, I am all of it, all of the above. Checkmate.
That's the beauty about being an uncle.
Is that wind?
Yeah. And that was my favorite part about being an uncle, is that I never once, even if they did some shit I didn't want them to do, you know, and I'm talking my nephews and nieces who from age, you know, been babysitting since they were 3, 4, 5 up until, you know, 16, 17 when they're out on their own. The beauty about being the uncle is, besides being able to drop them off, right? You only get to see them. You know, you only got to be responsible of them for a few days. Is that I get to? I was practicing my parenting. I was practicing my mentoring. I was practicing my, you know, my affection and
receiving balance, that love too.
Receiving it too, yeah. The balance of how far do I go? You know, these aren't my kids, but I do love them. So it's like, you know, I love my brother, you know, my uncle, and I love his kids like they're mine. So it's like, I got to have good practice. I got to get some hours in. And, you know, a lot of times maybe I wanted to be angry, but for some reason I just couldn't with them.
And you learn the do's and don'ts also.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you see... raising your nephews and your nieces, like how your siblings raising them, be like, when I have a kid, I don't want my kid to act like this, or
right.
I wouldn't do, or oh my god, you know what, that's a great way of putting them to sleep, or you
exactly.
know
exactly.
You know, so it is a learning experience, like, you know, being an uncle on for your future.
And it helped. It helped tremendously. Let me tell you that. I mean, Ivy, my daughter's only 1.5, but the patience, I guess. Learning my patience. You know, the patience. I got good practicing with that, because it's tough. It gets really tough with her.
And it's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning, right. And then I hear the other side of like, man, I prefer the tough of a 2-year-old than the tough of the 16-year-old, you know, dealing with the 16-year-old in the house. And let's say you have a son who's trying to check you. He's becoming a man. Or you have a daughter, you know, she's checking you. She's becoming a woman. you know, I hear that that's even tougher. Like they'll take the no sleep any day. For me, right now, yeah. I hate the no sleep. You know, give me the 16-year-old with issues.
Sleep though. Well, actually, no. You sleep once, I would say, kindergartenish until they're able to like kind of leave freely with their friends.
Yep.
But then once they're gone, you're not gonna sleep well because you're gonna want them to be home safe.
Exactly. You know, like I have both. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you only have a girl.
Right.
And I can't sit here and say, oh my God, it's going to get easier, because hell no, it won't. Maybe, like I said,
not with the way this world's going.
Kindergarten to like sixth grade-ish, it will be easy. And then I have the boys, you know, and I have two sets of freaking, like kind of opposites of boys, because JJ and Gio are similar but very opposite. You know, Gio, even though he was a younger one, he always was the dominant.
Interesting.
Sibling. Like, even from the minute he was born, he was very like, I'm the big brother. Always, and even to this day, like, he looks at his, you know, his older brother, like, whenever he has beef with somebody, you know, he real quick calls his brother. But when they're together, Gio is the older brother.
That's interesting.
He has that strong personality.
Your son's a dick. Okay. I want the world to know. This little, how old is he, 12?
Yes.
12-year-old is a dick. And I'm not ashamed to be an adult to call a young child a dick. He's a pure asshole. He's rude. He's petty.
Takes after his father,
learns from obviously the environment. So let's get into nature versus nurture. At this point, I'm ready to call Dyfus. Your son's a dick, but that's my baby.
If Julio would say he takes after me, but I beg to differ. but at the same time, he's the sweetheart. Like,
he is. He's so lovable. Oh, yeah. He's such a love bug, and he loves cuddles. And like, even when I go over there, like, he makes, like, I have to say goodnight or...
Hold on, let me hear Jasmine.
I'm sorry, Jasmine. I was just testifying to the boy. You see how bipolar I am? I love the boy. He's still a dick, though.
Like, yeah, but he's such a smush. Like, he loves Elaine. He still wants to sleep with me. And, you know, he's like, Mommy, and he's always calling me. And he makes sure he could... be watching TV and randomly just
take your titty out his mouth, Jasmine.
Hold on, what I did? Let me. Can she finish, please?
Maybe.
Can you say that again, please?
He could be like in his room and out of nowhere just come into my room, like, Mom, I love you.
Oh, I love
you. Gives me a hug, a kiss, and then walks out. He's a mama's boy. And I have my daughter in the other hand. Love her to death. So when Honey. I said she was like the perfect baby toddler. She was great. Then she became a teenager.
Yeah, and but see, she read a lot of books, though. She was very into books when I met her. Like, she could get lost in the book and be quiet for hours.
Yeah, that's the 19-year-old you said.
Yes.
She's 19 now.
Yeah. Is she the oldest, or is that your son older? Oh, she is the oldest. Oh, okay.
She's the oldest. And, you know, like, very smart, very, she has a good head on her shoulder. She is my twin to the T.
Disgusting, and they look alike too.
Really?
Disgusting.
So when I play with her, I'm fighting with myself, literally.
That's literally. Crazy.
But, you know, she did give me when, you know, when they start feeling themselves, you know, and I did at one point, I was like, squared up, I was like, what's good? You want to act up? We can take this outside, homie.
And how'd that turn out?
She backed out real quick. Like, she was like, I ain't one of your friends, you know? And I think that's what kind of broke the ice.
Okay.
Where, you know, she realized, okay, hold on. My mom is not my enemy. She's my friend. Because I don't want her as an enemy.
I like that. That's
all right,
good to
let's move on from enemyism and all that stuff. I want to go back to reading a lot because Nana used to read a lot. And you said she still does, which I love. And I give, I know Ivy has a library in process already. Yeah. I like to think that Theo has taken a nice part of that, hand in that, has had a happy
hubby.
But literacy rates in America are crazy right now. And I was doing some research. Actually, 130 million adults in the U.S. lack proficiency in literacy, which is crazy to me. What was I going to tell you? And while you may think that the United States is at the forefront of literacy and education, it actually ranks 125th for literacy rate among all countries. So I guess my one thing I just want to comment on saying that to me, that's crazy. And the power of a book, we forget about the power of a book and just, just sitting down with a good book. And I think we appreciate it again more as people get older. But with that said, so you mentioned Nana is still reading. So I guess the question that I want to pose, or maybe the statement, and I'll let you guys take over, is how important is that of a key role of the power of a book for your children?
I love it. I mean, I feel like her reading played a role on her maturity.
Ooh,
that's a bar.
Eloquently stated.
And I say this because Gio's not a reader. He's not a book reader. And she matured, even though they do say females do mature quicker, but I feel like more. Yes, I feel like her reading more helped her mature her mindset.
And have
a different mindset and viewing the world and viewing things versus to him. He's, even though he's 12 and a lot of his friends I notice are more mature than him, he's still in somewhat a child mindset.
Yep.
Which I love, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like if he read more, his mentality probably wouldn't be the same.
Interesting, because that's real. I hear all the time, I mean, since I was younger, that, like, I think the stat that you just read, Carlos, you can put that, you can compare that with the stat of, like, kids that go to prison, and they're correlated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the patterns all match, like the line graph. Mm-hmm. It just follows each other.
There's a lineage.
Reading comprehension really shapes your worldview, as Jasmine kind of is like getting at. Like, and what's interesting is that I don't know if it's just a woman thing, but every woman in my life, whether it's someone I dated, whether it's a relative or a sibling, they read. Like, they read. You know what I'm saying? Like, the women in my family constantly read. And I mean, whether it's stories about vampires or stories about sociology or stories about anatomy, whatever the fuck it is, just Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, like the women in my family, they really read. Like, it's, they treat books the same way that they treat the Kardashian show and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I realized that with my wife, that I think this was just an ignorant stance that I had as a young man, that, oh, if you're into like reality shows or if you're into the Kardashians, like, you're dumb or you're an idiot or you're, what's the word? Like, you're shallow. You know what I'm saying? Because, because that interests you, and that's not it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just treat it the same way they treat, you know,
as well-rounded. Or,
yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. But really, it's, you know, they're just as smart. It's just, that's just another facet. They just another interest, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And while my ass was over here generalizing, you know, being ignorant.
Smart statement. I want to move on before we take a quick break. We've got 4 minutes before our first break here.
Oh, side note, real quick. Jasmine, do they still do the scholastic fairs?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know in elementary school they do.
Is it six still or more?
Before, six what?
Six. Well, he asked about the Scholastic Fair, but do they all? Oh, I'm thinking of Book It. Remember Book It?
Oh.
Where you would read six, you would read six books, and then they'd give you a thing to get free pizza at Pizza Hut.
Oh, yes. No, they don't do that.
Okay.
But they still do the whole Scholastic and the little thin ass, I don't know, newspaper type paper crap and
yeah
they still do that in elementary school. Yeah,
you can order the books and then they arrive.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Side note also, next time Carlos comes over, hopefully we'll remember, but I literally have, I think, one or two boxes full of books from, like, I think first grade to fifth grade.
I mean, just mail it.
That was Jesse's. Like, different types of books, like Goosebumps and all that kind of stuff.
Goosebumps. Like, Animorphs and all that.
Yeah, like God, It's Me, Margaret, and the
Judy Blumsky.
Yeah, there you go. The Judy, because Jesse loved Judy Blume.
Yeah, Fudge and Fudge Mania.
See, do you hear what she just said? Jesse loved Judy Blume. Like, girls have these, like, that's a name I didn't know until I was a little older. But yet my sister knew at a young age.
I did too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't. I'm just saying, me personally, I didn't really know that until, like, little.
And
like,
Charlemagne's obsessed with her too. Disgusting. Yeah. He did a great interview with her, actually. He had her a one-on-one type situation. He fangirled, actually.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's, listen, this is the month of Maple. Why'd
you rap it? You're like, this is the month of Maple, and I gotta say. Why was that a B? Always wait.
This is the I'm thinking about the month of May already. This is the month of April, and April showers bring me flowers. Here at the lounge, the doors are open. I want to thank everybody for listening. We're gonna take a quick break, but before we do, you know what? Let's take that quick break, and then I'll get into it. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Los's Lounge Podcast. This is Carlos, otherwise known as Los, back with my two fabulous co-hosts, Dini and Jasmine, in the building. Jasmine, since you're about 400 years old, let's take a trip back. Let's take a trip back on this very day, April 12th. Let's go back to the year 2000. What were you doing around April 12th, 2000?
Probably in Canarsie High School.
What year was that?
You just said 2000.
No. What year in school? Junior, senior, sophomore, freshman?
I don't know. Junior, senior, one of the two.
I don't like your attitude on this segment. It's repulsive.
I don't know.
It's like you
You're
fell
making me think, bro.
It's like you fell apart. Jeez. Well, I was a senior in high school, and I was going to graduate, getting ready to graduate on June 13th. But on this day...
I was a junior because my birthday's late, so I'm a late behind.
Okay. Well, all right. On this day, WrestleMania. Oh, I'm sorry. On April 2nd, I didn't look for on this day on April 2nd. I looked for April 12th. Oh, well, I'm still going with it. I'm not going to waste time. Well, you know what? In April... In the year 2000, this is horrible. This one fell apart. The Rock wrestled Triple H at WrestleMania. In April of 2000, Michelle Kwan pushes through all seven triple jumps at the Palais de Exposition in Nice, France, to become the first American since Peggy Fleming to win three world figure skating titles. In April of 2000, it was a music concert held particularly on April 13th. It was called Rock for the Rainforest Benefit Concert, held at Carnegie Hall, and it had Sting, Elton John, James Taylor, Stevie Wonder, Ricky Martin, Billy Joel, Gladys Knight, Macy Gray, Tom Jones, and so on. The list goes on.
In 1955, on April 12th, the polio vaccine was effective, was declared safe and effective.
That's what you're contributing to this?
Yes, I am. Medical facts.
Spicy. All right, let's give this a try, guys. True or false? Ladies and gentlemen, since I have you both here, I'm going to go one at a time. This is all 1990s related.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Jasmine first.
Okay.
1990 science The International Space Station was launched in the 1990s. True or false?
False.
True.
Mm-hmm. So Harry. Who the fuck brought the man to the moon?
No questions.
She's stupid.
1990s awards.
I like it.
Dario Fo, winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature, was Italian. True or false?
False.
It was true.
Damn.
So far we're at 0-0.
Okay.
Jasmine, you're gonna love this one. 1990s music. These are random generating questions. Victoria Beckham was in the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
True or false? Huh?
Spice,
That was easy as fuck.
True or false? You have to say true or false. True.
She got it. True. Oh.
1990s geography.
I like it.
Yugoslavia was ceased to exist before the 1990s began. True or false?
True.
False.
Okay, fuck. I knew it.
It started before for the Cold War. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jasmine.
Uh-huh.
1990s television. Friends was first broadcast in 1994. True or false?
True.
That's correct.
What's the score? 2-0?
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, bitch.
Oh, damn.
I had to channel my inner Nana, is what you called her?
Nana, yeah.
Yep.
God. Oh no, I lost it, guys. I lost it. Please forgive me.
Oh my god, I'm leaving this to things.
True or false? Who was next?
Me, nigga.
The German word Weiterwinkelung.
Why are you giving me this shit?
Means.
I have no idea.
Just say true or false.
True.
You're actually right.
Question?
I couldn't even ask it. 1990s politics. Bill Clinton first became president of the United States of America in 1995. True or false?
That's false.
Ding ding ding. Harry. Harry hates me. 1990s politics. Jean Chrétien was one of the prime ministers of Canada in the 1990s.
True.
You got that. 1990s history. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin died of natural causes in 1995, Jasmine.
I'm going to say false.
You're actually right. How many do you have? Three?
Four.
All right, first person to five. 1990s literature. The Firm was written by John Grisham.
True.
There you go. How many you got? Three now, I think. Perfect. All right. You already asked me about... Jasmine. Fidel Castro stepped down as leader of Cuba in 1999. True or false?
No, that nigga died as a leader. But actually, that's true because he has sent the...
Nope, I don't have time for stories. So you said true? It's false. All right. 1990 sports. The 1998 FIFA World Cup was hosted in...
Yo, Jasmine, you hear this thing?
Was hosted and won by Italy. True or false?
What year?
Oh, the 1998.
True.
It's false. I don't know what the score is, but you guys.
4-3.
4-3. All right. Please hold.
You said first to five?
Yeah, first to five. Is that this thing is, it's ridiculous.
So just Google, do your thing. Don't you?
You know what I'm saying?
You never used the app.
It was cool though.
I hated those questions.
It's because she got all the good
ones. I would have got those false too.
Oh man.
I should have just listened to my gut and said, False. Well, if you die, Jasmine.
Pigs. Pigs roll in the mud because they don't like being clean.
That's false. It's for the heat.
Facts.
Very true. She's got five.
Yeah.
What you got? Ready?
She would. I only got three.
I know, but let's just give me an extra. Okay. Humans lose an average of 75 strands of hair a month.
False.
That's correct. See, you got it. Let's move on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, listen.
Which do I win?
A new bonnet. It's on its way.
Damn.
No, it's not. It does its job, homie.
All right. So,
let's talk about that. Yo, we got one for Ivy. It's fucking hilarious.
Yes, always keep her hair in a bonnet.
Yo, her hair is wild, Jasmine. Wild, yo. This girl got a curl fro, but it's wild. Like, it's wild because sometimes if she wears a hat, it's straight. It straightens it all out, but then it gets like wavy and curly, and it's like she looks 70s. It's hilarious, yeah. I'll have Carlos send you a photo.
What you guys excited about this Missy Elliott Busta Rhymes Sierra tour?
Not at all.
Why not?
Because I've seen them all in their prime.
Okay, fair. But
I mean, it would be cool to go if the tickets wasn't crazy, but yeah.
Tickets aren't crazy, though.
Oh, I haven't looked. I don't know.
Yeah, I looked. Tickets are doable.
I mean, go with you.
I'm down to go.
I'll go with you.
Because I think it's actually Missy Elliott's tour featuring Busta Rhymes.
Oh, I definitely go.
That's and Sierra.
Vicky's going to see Romeo Santos with her sister, so.
Ugh.
Oh my God, I was supposed to get tickets for that.
Oh God, here she goes. Here she go. Like, I can only imagine what the production is
going to
be.
Of course, Jasmine's going to be there. All her baddies is gone.
Well, Nicki Minaj was just here last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, shit. Maroon 5 is coming.
I
like what album with it.
Oh, all right.
Say it again, Jasmine.
I said, I don't support people who support molesters.
Oh. Talk your shit.
I stand
with Jazz.
Oh shit. Wow, shots fired. Her husband's not cute. His side profile is horrible. It's not cute at all.
He looked like a leprechaun.
Yeah, he does. Grown ass man talking about meet me outside. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he a grown man, but look, has like a baby, like he's baby in the face. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like it's not. He just has, it's like his face didn't fully develop.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
I would be surprised if in a year or so she checked into rehab or something, because I really feel like she be on some shit.
I just couldn't agree more. And I heard she's broker than broke and owes, is just in debt beyond belief.
I believe that.
You guys heard about what's going on in Arizona with the abortion and everything, and just where we're at with that still in this country.
What they do?
Yeah, what they do now?
Let me give it to you. Good. According to our friends over at, if you just bear with me.
Oh, that would have been funny if you had it on deck.
No, I got it on deck.
According to our friends at National Science Museum.
Have you ever been swallowed? Have you ever been swallowed?
Yes, sir. But that's, though, TD Jakes is wild.
Well, the Brilliant Idiots, when they covered it, they had me cracking up. And that count.
Yo.
That's the soundbite of the year. Have you been swallowed? Have you been swallowed? What to know about the abortion ban? According to the Associated Press, APnews.com, the Arizona Supreme Court gave the go-ahead on Tuesday to prepare to enforce a long-dormant law that bans nearly all abortions, drastically altering the legal landscape for terminating pregnancies in a state likely to have a key role in the presidential election. The law predating Arizona's statehood provides no exceptions for rape or incest and allows abortions only if the mother's life is in jeopardy. how we got here. The Civil War era law, enacted long before the Arizona became a state on February 14, 1912, had been blocked since the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, guaranteeing the constitutional right to an abortion nationwide. Go.
It's disgusting. It's just disgusting.
So we should stay out of your vagina?
Of course. My
whole I agree.
Thing about it is, why is it that a woman has to have a rule about her body, what she does with her body, when we can only produce one child a year, basically? We only could pop out one kid of the year. A man can produce 365 kids in 1 year.
Sure can.
And to reverse a vasectomy is so much easier than a woman going through a fallopian.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
It's like a light switch.
It's so, and if you want to reverse it, we can reverse it.
I can flip it down, put it in reverse.
Okay. Shout out to Missy.
I don't understand. Shout out to the there are so many blockages for a woman to not have a child. To either we have to put something in our body, i.e., you know, birth control,
no
diddy. IUDs. You know, the rings, all that. You have the female condom. You have, you know, like, now we can't have an abortion if, God forbid, oops, it happened, and the birth control did not do its job as it's supposed to. Now I have to deal with this
or
trying to be safe.
Or worse, if you were raped, they don't even care over there. Or incest.
If you notice, it's the heavy GOP states. The states that are flooded with the conservative judges.
Yep.
It's always, it leans towards that.
It's horrible. It's disgusting. And, you know, I'm tired also with the whole, like, religion aspect about it. Like, bro.
Conservative thing. It's nasty.
Exactly, that rule may have applied BC, like a million fucking years ago. When there was no such thing as birth control, where there was no such thing as a condom or really the safe way of having an abortion, because they were still having abortions back then.
Right.
But the safer way of having one, like, it doesn't matter, you know, at the end of the day, like, any person, whether it's a male or female, should have the right to decide whether they want to do whatever it is with their body.
Jasmine, you look like a big toe right now on camera.
He's lying. Jasmine, he's lying.
You look like a big toe wearing a bonnet.
Jasmine, he's lying.
I'm just joking. I got that from Wendy Williams. She said that about, or Azalea Banks said that about Cardi B. Cardi B without makeup is horrible.
That's fucked up.
I just want to throw the joke in there just to lighten up the environment. All right.
Well, not to make it political, but there should be separation of church and state.
Absolutely. But do you think that with the last, and here's the thing that upsets me, and so let me pose my question first. You know, Amy Cohen Barrett, or Barrett Cohen, whatever. I'm not too sure which order her last name goes in, but I do know those are the names. is a very religious person. And that was a lot of the talk before she went into it, it was right off the heels of Ruth Gatenberg just losing her life. And that was rushed. So I guess my question, what upset me recently was when they was asking Sotomayor to retire. Well, why aren't you asking Clarence Thomas to retire? He's the one that's getting all... Like, it's crazy. It was kind of an ageist, kind of strategic political move.
Well, she's very sick. That's why.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, she's very sick.
I haven't...
And they don't want... What they don't want is for Trump to win in November, and he chooses the judge because Sotomayor decides not to retire. And let's say Sotomayor passes in the next 4 years while Trump is in office. Gotcha. He's going to fill that seat with another conservative judge. There's only like three.
So if we can kind of jump the gun now, That was the argument. I understand that, but I didn't know she was six.
Yeah, that's the perspective that I'm hearing. That it's at least the one that I agree with, that's for sure.
And you know what's so crazy is that this land was founded on running away from religion dictating their life.
Persecution. The Quakers. Yep, the Quakers.
Religious persecution.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And now this, you know, this is supposed to be the land of the free, where it's not free because religion, once again, it is trying to dictate what a person can do with their life. Or their body.
Right, right. Couldn't agree more.
Okay.
I've noticed more and more as I get older, like, it's all, we live in irony. Like, Earth should be called iron.
We live in
like
irony.
We live in irony, bro. Like, everything is ironic. Everything is, isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? All right, Jasmine, have you heard Cowboy Carter yet?
No.
You still listening? You still rocking with the Cowboy?
I haven't.
There was rumor that she's putting out tour dates soon.
Oh, God.
I'm sure she is. I mean, why not?
Who cares?
She's so, like, half a mil first week.
All right. Let's end this with a one-word association game, and we're going to call this episode a wrap. Loses Nouns.
Nothing to say about Drake and Kendrick and...
Is there anything you want to add on the hip-hop forum?
Well, just, I mean, the J. Cole apology is pretty big. I
appreciate the J. Cole thing.
Yeah. You like that?
I like that.
So really?
I mean, he said it didn't sit right with his spirit. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. But you did it. Like, you dropped it. You recorded it. You mastered it. You engineered it. You prepped for it. Like,
I don't know. I'm tired of these entertainers. I'm sick of them all. Madonna... Go on vacation to and sit down somewhere.
She needs to sit down. She needs to take a. She be sweating standing up.
Yeah, I think you said that the last time around. She be and sweating I didn't appreciate standing that. Up. Let's get this Morning Water Association game. I'll start looking for a third co-host. All right, let's get it. Jasmine Bonnet. Was that subtle shade? Because I don't have any.
No, because
I'm like, yup.
Shout out to Maria Elena. I'm surprised she hasn't called me like Del Rey. Nope.
You said she just called you though, right?
No, that was Jasmine.
Oh yeah, that was Jasmine.
I was watching Star Wars on Sunday, man. All day. It was incredible. I was talking about this with Harry. Star Wars is so dope.
It's fire.
I've never seen Star Wars.
That's crazy. No, it's not crazy, but it's still like, wow.
That's just never been something. No.
I get it. Mm-mm. I love it, but I get, like, there's a lot of people that feel that
Have
way.
Have you done Harry Potter's?
Yes. Avatar, nope.
I never watched Avatar either, and I wanted to watch it when it first came out in the theater, and I didn't go.
I slept in the second
one. Lord of the Rings, nope.
Never got into Lord of the Rings.
I liked it.
Yeah, or Narnia. Well, Narnia I did like.
I did not. I hated it.
And I was forced to because at West Farms, I had just moved to Connecticut. And in the middle of West Farms, I don't know if Starbucks is still there or not, but there used to be Starbucks there, like right in the middle of the mall, a little open spot. And they would have this, they had this huge Narnia setup. It was crazy and promotion for, it was phenomenal actually, is what it was. And the kids pay and they take pictures and stuff like that. It was... Mm. This was like 2005, I think, that came out. What that has to do with the show, I have no idea. Thank you.
You're talking about Star Wars.
Yeah, fuck Star Wars. I mean, not fuck Star Wars. I was going to say fuck the one-word association
Damn.
Game. Sorry, I'm confusing Damn. My thoughts. Nah, Star Wars is great. And then the Last Jedi.
Loved it. Wait. That's the one with the... oh boy, that you just said that you like
him to yeah. that. So after he put this, yeah.
That's when Han Solo dies, right?
Is that the one?
Yeah, is it? Am I wrong, or is that the second one? That's probably the second one.
I think that's the one before it.
Okay, okay.
Maybe
it's the not the first one, right? Is it the first one? Maybe it is the first one.
It's, yeah, they're two separate ones. Because by the time they get to the next one, they're chasing them in space.
Jasmine, like, what the fuck they're are trying y'all to catch up to the Princess right Leia. Now?
And then they use up all their time warp speed. Like, they're using
that's
fuel.
The first one?
We'll do this another time.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Los is now.
Which is funny because when you went to go check the baby, I was like, oh my God, we're so excited. And he's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, Disney posted their release timeline.
Oh, what they got.
Like Moana 2, oh. You have Inside Out 2, The Joker.
Okay.
With Harley Quinn is right. Coming out.
The music, musical shit, I think, right?
I know, because Gaga's in it.
Yep. It's like a musical, right? Yeah, like Gaga's a Broadway.
I think so. Well, I just seen a trailer, and I'm not
I don't think it is. I think
about it.
Okay.
Because it kind of changed the storyline a little bit, because Harley Quinn is supposed to be his psychiatrist, and from what I'm gathering, in the trailer, she is another cellmate.
Oh, I was gonna say, tell me your qualms. But that's interesting. Yeah, she's supposed to be the doctor. That's what made it interesting. Like Joker was mad enough to pull a doctor. Like that was fly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And from what I just got in the trailer, is that she's an inmate. So I'm not too happy about that.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be mad at him. Maybe there was nothing funny about the dick. The dick was serious. It was good. You know
get saying? Him out of here, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once he wiped that makeup off, you already know we about to get dicked down. All jokes are off the table.
Oh, get you know him out of here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to follow the YouTube channel. This has been incredible. I'll thank you guys for both doing it still, and this was fun having the both of you on again. Go to sleep, Jasmine. Night night. Take your nerp nerp. You're making me sleepy. Bye, Jasmine. Night night.
Bye.
Bye. Good to see you, Jazz.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. I think we're still recording. We got 4 minutes at the lounge without Jasmine. What you want to say? Yo, fuck, Jasmine. I can't stand the fucking bitch. No, I'm just joking.
Jasmine look a fly.
She was looking like a Puerto Rican mama ready to go to sleep.
She looked beautiful. She's Puerto Rican?
Jasmine?
Yeah.
Yes.
Straight up, like 100%. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know. Maybe she's Dominican. Maybe she has, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. She looks 100% Puerto Rican from Brooklyn. Blah, 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 blah. And what you think about, No, I'm seriously, though. The episode's done. Bye.